USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airline flight from New York City to Southern California made an emergency landing after a passenger attacked a flight attendant Wednesday evening. American Airlines reported flight 976 from Kennedy Airport to John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana was diverted to Denver, Colorado following the altercation. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee launched an investigation into the National School Boards Association on Wednesday, seeking all documents and communications between the association, the White House, and the Justice Department. The committee will investigate the paper trail that led to Attorney General Merrick Garland to mobilize the FBI and U.S. prosecutors to investigate local school board protests. Researchers at Ryerson are reporting a cheap genetically available antidepressant may reduce the risk of severe COVID-19. Known as fluvoxamine, we're less likely to progress to severe disease and require hospitalization. USA Radio News.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book has been released. It's called Radical Nation, and it blows the lid off Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House press secretary, Sean learned how Washington really works. Now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax's Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. And get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Tune in to Spicer at 6 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
As Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is putting into motion a plan to pay police officers around the country up to $5,000 to relocate and be police officers in the Sunshine State, a dozen NYPD officers have made the move. Officer Hector Lopez on Fox News.
One of the main things that drove me down to Florida was my family. As I was speaking to my fiance, I told her, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to leave New York. And, you know, many of my kids are ready for college, and I feel like the colleges down here are great for my kids, so that's one of the main reasons.
Lakeland PD Chief Ruben Garcia.
It's a wonderful opportunity for our city as well as the officers coming down. We had a shortage just like many of the other police departments across the nation, and this was a great opportunity for us to reach out to officers we knew were looking for other opportunities and give them an opportunity down here in Florida.
5,300 police officers have left the NYPD since last year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn reported on Newsmax she's putting forward legislation to help our COVID heroes from losing their jobs because of the vaccine mandate.
There are Democrats, Republicans, Independents all across the country who are supporting this. We haven't had any Democratic member of the U.S. Senate step up to support it. And we also have Republicans over on the House side that have reached out and said that they want to carry the bill over there. That's a really good thing, because these men and women who are essential workers who found a way to deal with COVID all through the pandemic, they showed up. They did their job. They kept this country running. And now, for a medical or a religious reason or for personal preference, they don't want the federal government and Joe Biden saying, you take the jab or I'm going to get you fired from your job. And that is what Joe Biden is doing. And he's doing this at a time when we already have 10.4 million jobs that are not filled in this country. So it is just so important that we get this legislation into committee, into discussion, and that the Democrats have to say, hey, look, we're going to let you get fired. Rather than standing up and saying thank you for the job that you've done for us.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.